independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
So we disagree strenuously with the report that was put out. We believe that our plan will cover more individuals at a lower cost and give them the choices that they want.
Happy Monday, not for the Republicans right now. 14 million Americans will be uninsured under the new House Republican health care bill than under Obamacare in 2018, rising to almost 24 million by 2026. This is the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. And these are guesstimations. I said there's going to be some winners. There was going to be some losers. And it looks like there's going to be a lot more losers than winners. Unless, of course, you're paying for your health care. Because apparently it will drive down the cost a little bit. But how much? Again, always about guesstimation. The CBO doesn't always get it right. I'm not going to sit here and say this is all true. But I had a feeling there was going to be a lot more losers than winners. Can we be honest with each other? Or are we at that point in our life where we can't? Because if we try to be honest with one another, people get mad. Trump people get mad. They get angry as if I'm attacking him. And I'm not laying this all at the feet of Trump. I'm looking at the Republicans here. They're the ones who've been putting this thing together. They're the ones who've been hemming and hawing. They're the ones who've been screaming and yelling and whining and moaning. Rightly so. But this is what we got right now. This is what we absolutely have in front of us. And the way they're looking at it is, CBO, along with the Joint Committee on Taxation, found that 5 million fewer people would be covered under Medicaid by 2018, 14 million fewer people would enroll in the program by 2026, meaning 6 million fewer Americans would be covered in the individual market by 2018, but only by 2026, only 2 million fewer people are expected to be covered. So what that means is there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, and by the time 2026 rolls around, it won't matter because we'll be on to something else. Right? We'll be on to something else. This is something, though, that does not look good. The one thing they talk about is, it's going to save some money. $337 billion, which, oh my God, that sounds great. Except for one thing. That's over a 10-year period. Well, I don't even know. I think it's $4 trillion, $4.1 trillion is what the budget's going to be. They're going to announce it on Thursday. So when you break that down over 10 years... That is nothing. That's less than 1% saving. That's just nothing. It's just not even worth it. I mean, it's great that it sounds good. It's great. The middle upper, going to save some money, going to get some tax write-offs. It's going to be good. The lower, and this is what the nightmare that the Republicans face. I knew there was going to be some of this. They know that. And by the way, if you think that all the Republicans are behind this, you're absolutely wrong. But they're going to push this. They're going to throw it out there. They're going to fight with it. They're going to do everything they can to make sure that this gets through. But they're going to have a tough time doing it. It's going to be some debate. It's going to be some honest dialogue and some talk. And they got to figure a way to bring the Democrats into this because they broke it. I don't care what they say. And they can have a smirk on their face and a smile on their face. A smile. On their face about these numbers. But the truth is, this thing's going to hell in a handbasket, and they broke it. So the fact that the Republicans are having to fix it, that's on them. That is absolutely on them.
And the fact of the matter is that right now, current law, we've got individuals who have health coverage but no health care, and it's incredibly important to appreciate that. In fact, the care coverage numbers are, in fact, going down.
Tom Price is going to have a tough time spinning this thing. They all are. Last week, Paul Ryan, he was out there, sleeves rolled up, doing what he does. I tell you what, kids, he was doing his best to, I think, even make sure that everybody knew that this was, he was pitching you. He's selling you on this. And they're going to have a tough time. The Paul Ryans, the Rand Pauls, the Freedom Caucus, a lot of the people out there in the Republican Party who feel that this is Obamacare light. And by the way, if this is Obamacare light and the potential to lose this many people, what does not Obamacare light look like? That's a question to ask. That's a question. I think it's a very fair question to ask everybody here. This is going to be something that is going to be talked about and it needs to be debated. And I think everybody needs to be brought in on this. The expense of this, the Democrats had one chance to get it right. and they didn't. They had one chance to get it right, and they didn't. Now, it is the Republicans' turn. You only have one chance to make a first impression.
We should take a pause, try to solve as many of the problems on both Medicaid and the individual insurance market in this bill in the House, and then allow the Senate to take its work up.
Yeah. Allow them. Vigorous debate, open dialogue, transparency. People are starting to look at Obamacare and saying it isn't as bad as what you guys may be getting ready to offer us. There's got to be a solution inside of here. Smart people can prevail if they want to. The Republicans understand that they are running on a repeal and replacement. And Tom Cotton and a lot of other ones are looking at 2018 and thinking to themselves, if we get this wrong, we're going to have our ass handed to us in 2018, and it won't matter. From here on out, it's going to be a battle across the board. They got to get this right. So why not take your time and do the smart thing? Measure twice, cut once. Don't throw something against the wall to see if it sticks, and it half-ass sticks, and you roll it out there, and it falls apart. These are people's lives, your life, my life, that depend on things like this. That's absolutely true. But will they? That I don't know. That I don't know. I have no idea what they will do.
The CBO looked at a portion of our plan, but not the entire plan. In fact, the entire plan includes the regulatory apparatus that we've got the ability to use at Health and Human Services that the previous administration used significantly. But we want to use it to make certain that patients are helped and that costs are decreased.
Yeah, that's what we all want. Patients are helped and costs are decreased. But the number one thing for America, and we're going to talk about this later, and Americans in many ways, is cost. What's this going to cost me? How much is this going to cost me? What's this going to be to me out of my paycheck every month? Very rarely do we talk about the other side of things, which is what kind of care am I getting? What kind of coverage am I getting? I think there's a lot of a la carte. I think there's ways to do it that would be smart, that include health savings, that include bringing together several different groups where you can buy on in group coverage together as an individual. You can be lumped into an organization or a group. Rand Paul's talked about it on numerous occasions. There are ways to do this. There are ways with people who have pre-existing conditions to go inside of there and be a part of an organization or a group, even though they're not, quote unquote, maybe you're an independent contractor and you've had cancer before, you've had heart issues, but you can get inside of a group and buy group coverage in a way that you'll be lumped in with everybody else, and that cost will be, you know, smattered out amongst all of them. There's ways to do that. But I'll tell you what's going to happen is they got to get this right. If they don't get this right, if they jack the pooch on this, they're going to get their ass handed to them in 2018. Do you understand that? And Trump's going to get the blame on something that, quite frankly, while he talked about it, this was about the Republicans before Trump. Trump would like to see everybody have health care. Trump would like to see a lot of things change in there, but this was about the Republic. This was about the likes of Tom Cotton, the likes of many others, you know, Rand Paul, Paul Ryan, who have whined, bitched, and moaned about health care coverage and the way that the Obama administration did it, and they have every right to do it. Because there has been a massive, massive, massive mess that Obamacare is costing us. But I tell you what, you've got to get it right. You've got to get it right.
The House plan will expand choice, lower costs, and ensure health care access for all. And hopefully we'll come up with something that's going to be really terrific.
Hopefully. Well, losing 14 million people, let's just cut it in half. They say 26, I say 13. Hell, I give you 10. That's still not good. That's still not good. And Democrats, you can smile all you want, but you create a lot of this mess. It's time both of you get off your, you know, start twiddling your thumbs, get off your ass, and come together and sort this mess out that you guys created. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program. I want to hear from you. What do you think? Again, the CBO, it's a guesstimation. I've taken it down from half of what they say. even double the savings. It's a drop in the bucket, and it still doesn't address the fact that a lot of people are going to lose their coverage. A lot of people are afraid because they don't understand all of this, and that is to be expected. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. That's the number to call. You can always email us, chat at chadbensonshow.com, and we've got a couple polls up. We'll get to that, 844-344-2423. Happy Monday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nobody will be worse off financially in this in the process that we're going through, understanding that they'll have choices, that they can select the kind of coverage that they want for themselves and for their family, not that government forces them to buy.
That's Tom Price, Health and Human Services, talking about choice. CBO released what it think. Essentially, it's a report of what the potential is for this thing when they roll it out. And up to 24 million people could lose their insurance by 2026. Of course, the White House and the Republicans are balking at that. There's a lot of Republicans out there that aren't happy about it. I want to know what you think. Are you worried that the Republicans are going to jack this up? Are you worried about that? Are you worried that, you know what, better the devil you do and devil you don't, which is they could screw this thing up. I'd rather keep what I know I have than what the potential is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Again, it'll save a little bit of money, but the truth is it's a drop in the bucket for all the things that we have out there. For all of the stuff that we have out there, it is a drop in the bucket. And the thought of losing God knows how many millions, even if it's 10, I cut it in half, I'll even reduce it by that, 60%. Right? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they're going to be wrong to the tune of 26 million or 24 million, but you never know. But this is something the Republicans need to think about moving forward. You're not really doing the things that you said you were going to do. And on top of all of that, you've got, you know, the potential to see a good number of millions of people lose their health insurance. And that is, and prove everybody right, which all you care about is the rich. Right? So you can't screw this thing up. You can't. You'll try. You will, but you can't. Because if you do, 2018's lost. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at Chad Benson Show. Hey, let's have a little fun. It's time for the Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
In fact, I think this is the apropos Urban Word of the Day. And it's not apropos. It's crumple sack. Crumple sack. This is an individual who performs less than satisfactorily to the chagrin and sometimes amusement of his or her associates, crew, or squadron. And or government or country. We could say that the CBO's report makes Tom Price and everybody else look like a crumple sack, like they don't care, and they have performed very poorly in doing what they were supposed to do. Your urban word of the day is crumple sack.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium has been stretched. A texter just wrote in and says, Chad, the CBO has been wrong. They have been wrong. And again, I'm saying guesstimation. I said cut it in half. Cut it by 60%. Cut it by 60%. They don't know. It is everything in government is a guesstimation, like science in a lot of way. You're planning something. You're trying it, throwing it against the wall. You're doing different things to see what will and won't work. This is a guesstimation. It's nonpartisan. They're going in there. All of them together looking at this thing and trying to be honest with one another, which is very non, you know, political. That's something they just don't do. But I look at this right now and I think to myself, you got to get this right. You do. Because the cost is going to be tremendous if you get it wrong. And I'm not just talking about the cost to the Republic. I'm talking about the cost to the people of the United States. We have been over this 1,000 times. We couldn't keep our doctor, even if we did like our doctor. We didn't save $2,500 a year per family. It was far more expensive and costly, and we can't afford another screw-up by anybody else in Washington. You guys got us into this mess, and we're trusting you to try to get us out. But the truth is, more often than not, you're going to jack the pooch. That's why don't you do as little as possible? Give us an opportunity at choice. Give us an opportunity to move across state lines. Give us an opportunity to grow, to join in groups. Give us these health savings. Give us these real opportunities. Not this, say, you know, we got a great idea. Obamacare light, keeping the Cadillac tax, keeping the mandatory, keeping this, that, and the other. I'm sorry. This screams of a giant turd. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Producer Phil, I've heard nothing about the wiretapping whatsoever, and it was today was the deadline for them to produce something from the White House about Obama wiretapping, right?
That's right, and it's after 5 o'clock, so it's a close of business.
It is after. This is what Spicy said earlier. God, we love the spice.
He doesn't really think that President Obama went up and tapped his phone personally. But I think there's no question that the Obama administration, that there were actions about surveillance and other activities that occurred in the 2016 election. That is a widely reported activity that occurred back then. The president used the word wiretap in quotes to mean broadly surveillance and other activities. During that. And that is, again, something. It is interesting how many news outlets reported that this activity was taking place during the 2016 election cycle and now are wondering where the proof is. It is many of the same outlets in this room that talked about the activities that were going on back then.
Was it in the pudding? Is that where the proof was? I'm just curious. Was it butterscotch pudding? Oh, do you remember butterscotch pudding, Phil?
I'm not a big fan of the butterscotch.
You know what, though? As a kid, I loved it. Right? Nowadays, I've tasted it a few years ago. It's disgusting. It's like, what was wrong with me? Like, did I have a problem? Was like special? I don't even know. But as a kid, I tasted it. I was like, I love butterscotch. Nowadays, it's like, this is the grossest thing ever. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can call us as well if you feel the need. Millennials, we're going to talk about them. Do they have party affiliation? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Ah, party people, happy Monday, thanks so much for making us part of your day. I want to know what you think. I want to get a feel. I want to get a sense. People are texting in, asking, how are the millennials going to pay for this? Ugh, goodness me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's good to this. It is. Somebody just said, I love what you said, Chad, about this. I describe this as a big piling, steaming turd. Is what the Republicans are anxiously awaiting to hand the American people. You can text the program, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. And again, I'm not laying this at the feet of Trump. He's going to be saddled with this. I understand that. He's the president. But I look at the Republicans in this situation because this is them. This is them. I've been working on this. This is them right there, and they better figure it out sooner rather than later. Absolutely.
The CBO is not taking into account the huge difference it's going to make with competition across state lines in fundamental tort reforms.
Tort reform sounds great. They always throw that in there. That's, you know, they're going to look at so we can get so the lawsuits will be less. That's great. That's Chris Collins from New York, GOP rep. Choice is great. If we can go across state lines, I hear all that stuff. I haven't seen how that thing's knocked out yet. I want to know. I want to see it. What I see right now, and again, I am no fan of the CBO. They are a guesstimator at best, and they throw it out there. When you're dealing with human beings, when you're dealing with a free market, you can't always get it right. But even if you take away, again, 60% of what they said, that's still a lot of people. They're going to lose their insurance or be uninsured. And that is something that I think people have to be aware of. And remember, people lose insurance. We saw what happens when these things go south. Because the Democrats had it all in their hands. It went south. And guess what? They don't have anything anymore. Nothing. Nada. 2018's around the corner. And then they talk about price.
A lot of this will play itself out. The good news for me is reducing the cost of coverage, you know, over that 10-year time frame, saving $337 billion.
Which is nothing. It is nothing. It sounds like a lot of money, but when you're dealing with almost $4.1 trillion a year, as far as the budget goes, over 10 years, that's $33.7 billion. That's less than 1% of the budget. It means nothing. That's not even, that doesn't even cover what we pay when it comes to interest in this giant debt. So let's slow our roll before we start doing backflips, talking about the greatness of this. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. You can text the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. And, of course, you can call the program. Let me know what you think. Is it a turd? I think it looks a bit of a turd. I think it could be. You can polish a turd all you want. Still turd. Right? Isn't that the saying? It's the way I feel right now. You're handing me something, and you're pretending like this is the most amazing thing. And yes, it will help some people. But what did I say last week? And I think what most people say is you got to help more people than you hurt. A billionaire and a person who makes a dollar a year. You know what they have in common? They vote. And their votes count as one. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Measure once, cut twice. Measure once, cut twice. Wall Street. The millennials. I got great stories about millennials, right? First of all, the millennials on Wall Street, they're out of control. They're paying for sex. They are anxiety-ridden. And they are using a lot of drugs to rev up their engine and lifestyle to keep themselves going. And it's funny because you don't think of millennials so much on Wall Street. Like, that's something you don't think of. But on the opposite side, when they talk about what goes on in the world of say, for instance, what goes on in the world of politics. When I looked at this thing, that I read this great story today. It was in Yahoo talking about the engagement of millennials and what took place over the last several years as millennials came into to the point where they started actually going out there and voting and becoming part of something is the millennials have zero loyalty to party. Zero loyalty to party whatsoever. We were more party-based, Gen X. They have zero loyalty to party. To them, it's about cause. And they look at each cause individually. I've always said that while you have more whiners than ever before, and I think we do, and look, that's on us. That's on parents who've decided to give trophies to everybody in the world. While we have more whiners and more people who bitch, whine, and moan in situations, I think what you find is there's a lot of people out there that I think that you're finding a lot more libertarians who are part of this culture, this younger culture. And this is important because this is the voting culture that is going to dominate. When you look at the population, right? So let's look at the population for a second. It goes Gen Z, there's a decent amount. Gen Y, millennials, there's a lot. Gen X, not a lot, comparatively. More baby boomers, not a lot left from the silent generation, the greatest generation. And when you have Gen Y as the largest group, this is going to be important because they're going to influence so much more. They have some socialist ideas and they have some conservative ideas. They're crazy as far as being at times, you know, a little over the top on some of their social ideas, but they're not idiots. And it's important because this is the generation that is going to be the biggest voting, the biggest paying, the biggest consuming generation as we head forward. And how do we reach them? I like the fact that they're not tied to a party. I've always tell you this, I'm not tied to a party. I think being tied to a party is not a good thing. Last week, I went out to Atlanta, and I was talking to several hosts. Some of them were sports guys. And I said, I like not having, you know, if I was a sports guy, I never want to work at the station that carries the team that's local. Because you can't be honest. The team's 0-26, and I got to find something good to say about them. They suck, right? They have uniforms. That's the best thing I can say. They match? I don't know. Not being tied to a party. And that is what people always say, well, why don't you interview more politicians? because I don't want to. When you interview politicians, you're going to get one answer. And then what happens is you become this person who befriends, becomes a mouthpiece for or against things, and becomes an activist as much as the likes of Michael Moore. And what happens is you lose your impartiality. I want to be able to criticize either party. I don't want to friend somebody. I want to be able to be honest with either party on how they're doing. And I think you lose a bit of that. The millennials don't have any kind of loyalty. They liked Bernie Sanders, and they liked Trump. If Trump's tone was different when it comes to the wall and a few other things, I guarantee you he would have won the popular vote easily. A lot of what he was saying, the millennials liked. It was the way that they felt the diversity side of things. Again, that's the social side. They care about causes. That's the other thing. They care singularly about causes. They're not ideologues, which means they like this cause. This is their cause du jour. They're going to follow it. They're going to go at it. This is the cause that they're at. They don't care about any of the other stuff. They don't care about taxes. They don't care about any of this stuff. It could be abortion rights. It could be animal rights. It could be climate change. It could be immigration. But they care about that singular cause, and that's the thing they care about the most. And they don't care about the overall message of whatever group that they're behind. They only care about the cause. It makes them very interesting. It also makes them dangerous, and it makes them tougher. And this is where I think the Democrats are going to get it wrong. I think the Democrats think that they've got a younger generation in their pocket, and they don't, because the younger generation does not trust them as much as they don't trust the Republicans. They don't trust them either. They think government isn't big, is Big Brother isn't in it for them. They think government's too big, and they can't trust any of that. And I love the fact that they're there. I love the fact that they're like that. So if you're a politician moving forward, you've got to figure out how do you, in a lot of ways, go to a voter who is a voter that's an a la carte voter. And I think that's the best way to describe them. An a la carte voter, meaning you're going to talk to people who are coming there specifically for a singular reason. They're not coming there because they're an ideologue. They're not coming there because they believe in party principle. They're not coming there for anything other than they're an a la carte voter. And that's going to be tough, and that's going to make things even more uncomfortable for politicians moving forward, which I like. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. How do you feel about the new, I'm calling it, you know what, Obamacare was a turd, and it was out into effect, and this new thing, it looks to be turd on demand. And I'm not a huge fan of it, and I told you that last week. There's a lot of other Republicans who feel that this thing isn't going far enough. It's not doing the right thing. But if you looked at the CBO today, even if you're honest and you say, you know what, I'll take away half of what the CBO is rolling out there, this thing still doesn't look good for the American people, and it still doesn't look good for the Republicans. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. King Kong dominates, and NCAA March Madness starts. Is it tomorrow night, Phil?
I think it's Wednesday.
Okay. Starts Wednesday. No, actually, the play-in games are tomorrow night.
That's
14th
right,
and 15th. So the play-in games are 14th and 15th. So it starts tomorrow. Got to get your brackets ready, because this is the time of the year where you waste your boss's dime by playing these things, even if you don't follow college basketball. So, Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately. There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact.
I'm talking to a, right into a camera right now. It's a microphone camera. It's brand new. My TV actually turned into a refrigerator 3 hours ago, Kelly. It took a bunch of pictures of me and spied on me. Phil, what do you have? Because I know you have your coffee maker, which you love so much that it sleeps right next to you on your on your little drawer next door. Is that some sort of spying device?
Yeah, and it's telling me I'm drinking way too much coffee.
Drinking way too much coffee. It's reporting. It's reporting to the Columbians that you are a bad, bad boy. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Department of Justice is asking for more time to collect evidence or non-evidence to see if they can find anything as far as the wiretapping goes with the president. John McCain was very stern about this, about, you know, prove it or, you know, kind of shut up.
Trump has to provide the American people, not just the Intelligence Committee, but the American people with evidence that his predecessor, former president of the United States, was guilty of breaking the law, because our director of national intelligence, General Clapper, testified that there was absolutely no truth to that allegation. So I think the president has one of two choices, either retract or to provide the information that the American people deserve, because if his predecessor violated the law, President Obama violated the law, we've got a serious issue here.
I'd say so. If. It's always a big if. And earlier today they said, well, we don't know if he really did it. They're kind of walking it back. Again, none of this affects you. Even though people will send me text messages and they'll call me and say, you have no idea how much this affects. It doesn't. It doesn't affect the way you live your life. It doesn't affect the fact that you get a paycheck or don't get a paycheck. It doesn't affect any of those things. Now, it's a big story, but it doesn't affect you. It really doesn't. 844-DIG-CHAD. Kong Island. Top 10 countdown movies. 50 Shades Darker. Have not seen. God, that's almost made $90 million. Hidden Figures, feel-good movie of the year, is $162 million. Before I Fall came in number six. The Lego Batman movie, the best Batman movie ever, number five. The Shack, that's a Christian movie, doing extremely well. Number four, Get Out, that's a horror movie. And I saw, did you see Samuel Jackson last week criticized it because they used a few different actors who were not... Because there's a lot of movie, it has a lot of race in there, who are not actually American actors. So you're using black actors who aren't American actors, not African-American actors, because neither of them from Africa or America. And he criticized that. So, look, I don't know if we should be talking about something like this, but it is kind of it's a weird situation. Logan, number two, and Kong, Skull Island, at number one, did $61 million, far better than a lot of people thought it was going to do. So, tomorrow night starts the basketball that is fun. And Phil, you've got your bracket. Give us your final four this year.
My final four is Villanova, Gonzaga, and Kansas, Kentucky.
Wow, you're going to do Gonzaga. Man, Gonzaga to me, and I know they were 32-1. There was just something about them that said that was, I don't know, I just didn't feel it. I just didn't feel that they were the team, but you never know. I mean, again, this is the thing is, both Phil and I realize tomorrow morning, the tip-off will be 5 or 6 hours away, and we will already be eliminated because we are horrible at this. I have Villanova as well. I think Villanova is going to make some noise. I have Arizona in the Final Four, so you got two teams there. I then have a team that will break my heart, but I'm going to put them there anyways, UCLA. And I have Oregon. So I've got three of the four teams from the Pac-29 or whatever they are this week in the Final Four. And this is great. I love this time of year because this is the time of the year where you could do a poll and, I mean, do a bracket, and you waste a lot of your boss's money. It's kind of what it is. And my champion is Arizona. I think Arizona's got I think they just got it all. I just think they're a great team, and I think there's just no doubt to me that they're going to win it. Which means they're probably going to lose in the second round. So I'm sorry I cursed you with that. And UCLA is probably not even going to make it to the game.
Well, I have Arizona I just have Gonzaga winning.
You know the thing about Arizona, I mean, but UCLA, is they've got that Lorenzo Ball. It's his dad that I want to see. Because his dad believes he's the greatest basketball player ever. And I don't know if you've seen, they're the Ball brothers. There are three of them. Two of them are in high school. And this one is going to be a top three or four pick. And their dad is nonstop, won't shut up. Like, I feel bad for the kid. But, like, I watched his little brothers play in the CIF championship for, I don't know who they play for out here in California. And they each had, like, 45. I mean, all they do is just throw up shots. There's no, they run down and they just shoot. One's a freshman, one's a senior. And, I mean, again, they're super athletic and they're incredible players. But he's half the entertainment. But I just think Arizona's awesome. And I just think something about Gonzaga, as much as I want them to be good, is... There's just something, I just feel like there's something holding me back. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. We're all wrong. It's probably going to be Duke versus, like, North Carolina. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. It's in Indy this year, too. We should be out there for that, Phil. They should put us up.
Hell yeah.
WIBC should definitely have us out there. Is Bradley there? Or Butler? Butler's there. Butler's another team that might have a run at it. Because it's home. You just never know. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program. We've got a few different polls up, including daylight savings. Should we get rid of it? Most people say yes. I agree with it 110%. This is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.